Algoma Manitoulin Kapuskasing MP, Carol Hughes writes a regular column about initiatives and issues impacting our community. This year's Canada Day celebrations are returning with a bang. As we prepare to enjoy the relative normalcy and raise a glass to the outstanding accomplishments and achievements of our nation, it is important to acknowledge this significant date in an atmosphere of appreciation. Like all of you, I am extremely thrilled to be able to attend the celebrations offline. We have been living in exceptionally challenging times while the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted our lives. Now that hospitalizations have dropped and most limitations have lifted, it is time to express our gratitude to healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and researchers who were on the front line battling the novel coronavirus. Thank you for saving countless lives and contributing to a safe return to normal life. As we return to our habitual Canada Day festivities, which have mostly been on hold for the past 2 years, we look forward to marking another of our nation's major milestones. This year we honor the 155th birthday of Confederation, a celebration of Canada's proud and prosperous legacy. We are a nation that prides itself on its diverse rich cultures and heritage, significant achievements, as well as our notable Canadian heroes. Indeed, Canadians have many reasons to be proud. We are the place of origin for some of the most substantial discoveries in history. We have made great contributions and sacrifices to democracy and peace around the world, and we have outstanding sporting achievements. From Sir Frederick Banning's spirit of life-saving innovation to Terry Fox's unique determination, to Wayne Gretzky's versatility and athleticism, Canadians inspire others to make a difference. It would not be an exaggeration to say that we have improved our world. As we celebrate what it means to be Canadian, let us remember, it's important to understand how fortunate we are, particularly against the background of current global developments. We are privileged to live in a society respecting fundamental values of human dignity and human rights, freedom, democracy, and equality. As the world is facing an unprecedented number of crises, we have united and opened our hearts and homes to those in need. It is something to be proud of beyond the shadow of a doubt. Unfortunately, Canada's history has some shameful chapters, which we collectively observed as the discovery of hundreds of unmarked graves of Indigenous children at residential schools revealed the horrific truths about our past. It is undeniable that Canada's troubled legacy of colonialism, racism, and discrimination accentuates our flaws, but it also acts as a powerful stimulus to continue working together to advance our efforts to heal the wounds of a dark past. It is never too late to make things right, and Canada Day presents an opportunity to reconnect with our loved ones and our community, strengthen existing relationships, and form new bonds as we continue building a better future. Here in Algoma Manitoulin Kapuskasing, countless community celebrations are set to happen across the riding, which includes flag raising, markets, barbecues, duck and cardboard boat races, beach activities, bike decorating contests, dances, fireworks, and so much more. There are also a number of special activities included in this year's festivities, such as the renaming of the marina in Assiniboine Township in memory of OPP Constable Mark Hoving, who was killed in the line of duty, centennial celebration activities in Fauquier, Moonbeam, Kapuskasing, and Hearst, recognition of 3 seniors of the year by the town of Thessalon, a live auction fundraiser in support of Ukraine in Little Current, with all of the proceeds going to the charity AMURT, who is providing on-the-ground relief to people affected by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It's an opportunity to praise Canada Day by spreading kindness worldwide. There is so much to be thankful for as we reflect on our shared past, reassess the present, and recognize the diversity and beauty of our country. Let's all take a moment to appreciate and celebrate the things we value and are so proud of. Happy Canada Day!